With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Loving Life Podcast, coming from a parent's perspective, where we take a look at the past, the present, and discuss what the future has in store for all of us.
Hey, we're going to chat about life experiences, kids, work, job, food, family, vacation, music. Did I say food? Of course I did. Hey, there's only one ride on this roller coaster of life, so why not make it amazing?
Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. It's Charlie and Sandra's back again.
Yes, I am.
This is 2 weeks in a row.
I know.
You're amazing.
Right? I'm on a roll here.
It's been a busy week.
Yeah, it's only Tuesday.
I know, right?
Oh my God. Before we begin, I got to do a shout out to Derek and Maddie.
Who's Derek and Maddie?
Derek and Maddie are my coworker Lynette's kids, and Derek actually listens to the podcast.
Really?
He's like, what, 8 years old?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
does he really?
He does. And he was very disappointed that I didn't mention their trip last week. So I got to say hi to Derek and, of course, his sister Maddie.
What's up, Derek
Maddie
and Maddie?
Maddie is short for Mattingly.
Mattingly?
Yes.
As in the baseball player?
Yes.
Wow.
And Derek after Derek Jeter.
Really?
Yes. They're at a game this week.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Derek and Maddie.
Yep.
I love that. We're giving shout outs to kids who are listening to the show. That's great. No, every little ear counts, right?
Right.
All right. Well, this week we wanted to touch on Father's Day, which is coming up on Sunday already.
I know, right?
Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh, I know. It's okay. We'll get you the same thing we do every year, cologne and a card.
Brother. Speaking of which, people spend a ton of money on Father's Day, but it's like second, like Mother's Day is double. Like Father's Day, what are they saying? $12.7 billion in spending on Father's Day and almost $22 billion for Mom's Day.
I know. We really take over when it comes to Mother's Day versus Father's Day.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind it at all.
Yeah, we did most of the work anyways.
Wow. Okay. Well, like I said, yeah, yes, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Doesn't bother me.
That's okay.
Hey, moms, take it all.
Yep.
So spending on Father's Day, people buying gifts and cards. In fact, it's like as far as cards go, it's the fourth biggest day for sending greeting cards.
And why are greeting cards so expensive? I'm going to go to the dollar store and get a nice Father's Day card. You go to Target or Hallmark, it's almost $5 for a card.
I know, it's crazy. But you got to get a good card.
Or just write
your own. You can't say dollar store and good card in the same sentence.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
I would rather get a letter or a handmade card, put it that way.
Sure.
Okay. I just think, God, it's very expensive.
The kids have done that before in the past.
Yeah, they have.
I still have stuff hanging on my fridge here at the office from, I noticed a picture that I'm, I think Sophia drew it. No, Mia. It might have been Mia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dated 2012.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right?
Yeah.
6 years ago.
Sad.
That's nutty. But we got, it's as far as, greeting cards, Christmas is first, Valentine's Day. I would have thought that's the other way around. But,
yeah.
And then there's Mother's Day, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then Father's Day.
Right.
Good stuff, though.
No, it is. I think, doesn't have to be a special time of the year to honor your dad.
Right? Well, yeah. No, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be a special time of the year to honor mom or anything like that either, or grandparents, Grandparents' Day is coming
right,
up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I get it.
But I think every day is Dad's Day when I can wake up and see you and see the kids. It's it's gratifying.
Oh, I think it's part of being a dad.
What are you going to do for your dad this Father's Day?
Same thing as I did last year.
Cologne in a car.
No. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'll call my dad up, but I think I can't say now because if he hears this, then he'll know what he's getting. So I can't say it right now.
All right.
But I'll be sending him something.
Sure.
So, of course, it'll be something nice. He doesn't like things. It's like, don't give me anything.
Your dad is, is a rare egg. But you know what? He's an old school egg.
Yeah, he's old school, but he's like, don't get me anything. Don't waste your money. Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, he doesn't need
anything. I love your dad.
Yeah.
So gift giving and all that kind of, I don't know. The girls have been pretty silent. They haven't said anything around me.
You guys never do when it comes to gift giving. We kind of just show up with something and, try to make it. We kind of stopped giving you clothes because you always return them anyways or you don't like them.
What?
Yeah, we stopped giving you clothes. Yeah. We don't do ties because you don't wear ties.
No, don't.
We don't
ties.
Do baseball caps anymore because you do your own thing.
Yep.
You
used to do golf stuff, and I haven't been out on the golf course that much, so you don't do that anymore.
No, don't do golf stuff. So we try to do other things that I think cooking or grilling. I mean, that's like the typical father.
Yeah, who does the grilling? I grill on my own Father's Day.
I know. So the best thing to do is what I do, is you go buy yourself something nice, and you go, look what you got me for Father's Day. And I do the same thing.
But I'm easy to shop for, really.
No, you're not.
I like Funko Pops.
Okay, yeah, but I don't keep I don't keep track of your little figurines. You do. So I always buy the wrong thing. So go buy yourself something. Tell us what we bought you.
Oh, my gosh. But that's not the point.
The point is spending time with each other.
It's your thought.
Well, it's spending time with each other and celebrating you.
Yeah, I don't need gifts.
No, I know you don't. We always get you something anyway.
Yeah, well,
you've been rocking that Johnny Depp cologne since Christmas, so you don't need any.
I got
of that.
A compliment on that today. I was at the dentist, sitting in the lobby, and it was like 7:30 in the morning. And there's a few people in the lobby. They were just getting started, and the lady comes walking down the hall, and she goes, "Somebody smells good."
It's because you poured it on.
I did not. I don't do that.
You bathed in it.
I did not. Oh, take that back.
Okay, yeah.
You're standing there every morning when I put cologne on.
I know.
I know.
Okay. I'm just poking fun.
Goodness. Could you bathe in?
I'm kidding.
No cavities, by the way.
That's great.
As usual.
Good.
Let's see. What's going on for Father's Day? I like what they do in Germany on Father's Day.
Yeah, they with the
dads
drinking,
get to go sit in beer gardens. That is awesome. Where's the nearest beer garden out here?
I think in America, dads do that all the time. Doesn't need to especially Father's Day.
But yeah, I don't do that. I don't know.
You're not a big beer drinker.
I know.
Fireball, maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
Whatever.
Maybe that's what I'll get you.
No.
A little airplane-sized fireball.
Right, the little one. It's a dollar at Fry's Marketplace. Thank you. It's the thought that counts. You know, you could put that in the envelope with the card from the dollar store.
There you go. Maybe I'll make a macaroni picture for you.
You know, in the back of your car, there's a box that used to have a gift card in it, and you could probably use that box.
I know, that little box is from Christmas.
Yeah, it's in the back of your car still.
What are you doing looking through my car?
What do you mean? I took your car in for the oil change and the transmission, but the radiator flush, and made sure that all your fluids were correct and your tires were pumped up. Then I went next door and got it washed and I vacuumed it. Then I took it next door to the gas station and filled
that
it up.
That is part of being a good husband, but I digress. We're getting off the subject of Father's Day.
It's just what us dads do.
Yes. Okay. So there you go.
It's what us dads do for the dollar shop.
And that's what I'm thankful for.
Right.
Okay. Very thankful. You know, they always say that you look, your husband is always close to what you had as a father, right? There's qualities you share with your dad had.
Okay.
My dad's anal retentive.
Yes.
You are. My dad's OCD.
So was my dad.
You, yes.
So was my dad.
So, and there are certain things, and I didn't have to worry anything. My dad took care of everything. He did my laundry. He paid all my bills, car insurance, cleaned my room for me. I never had to worry about anything. I just lived. I just existed, and he did everything else for me.
I'm just smiling right now at this point.
I was. So I know, not that I expect that from you.
Jesus.
I just raised two princesses that expect that.
Yeah. No, you're right. Your dad is anal retentive and everything has its place and he'd rather do it himself and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I mean, my dad was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So favorite memory of your dad?
Favorite memory of my dad. I have a lot because I had an amazing childhood. My dad was in the military, and when we lived in Coronado, right before he'd go to Westpac, we would go out with the family on the evening before, and we would drive out to Imperial Beach. We would take that strand and
Silver Strand,
and we'd go around the Silver Strand, and we'd go down Imperial Beach and get a soft serve from Poncho's and just drive and watch the sunset. But we would drive. We would take a drive. That's what we'd call it. And it was always the night before he... all weepy.
Oh man. No, I mean these are great memories.
It was like, because it's like it marked, it's like you knew that when you're having such a good time, you're like, oh my gosh, the next day I'm not gonna see him
right
for 9 to 12 months.
Was that long?
Yeah. Westpac, depending. It was during the war in Iran.
Right.
And so I didn't know if I was going to see him in 9 months or 12 months. And so my mom had to be a single mom for that whole year.
Right.
And I didn't have my dad. Of course, back then there was no Skyping or
right.
social media.
Yeah.
There were letters and right. pictures. And it's
running
like...
running to the mailbox, getting the letters.
So yeah, you go from this amazing, amazing evening with your dad and your whole family to the next day saying bye.
Right.
And again, not knowing if you're going to see him again.
Right.
Either. So I think those
and
are
he
like.
Was Navy.
And then the best time was when he did come home.
Right.
And I think just those are just memories that stick out in my mind. Like, yeah, that made it pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think that was probably one of my favorite memories because we're just, and I think that's why I have that kind of relationship with our kids. We're really funny and easygoing, and that's how our family was.
What kind of car was it that you guys went in the cruise on?
My dad's brown Camaro. It was a late 70s a Camaro. It was brown, and he kept that thing immaculate.
Right.
And of course, he did.
He just got rid of a Blazer that was like, I don't know, 117 years old and could have kept going.
But that's probably one of my favorite memories of that, but then also him coming home. I mean, any kid that experiences that and isn't a military brat knows the feeling of dad's coming home.
Oh, you see all the videos on social media right now, and I'm like breaking down on every single one of them because it's, you know, like when they come back and they're sitting in class and then, or they see them on the baseball field and it's like, that's just nuts.
And
I can't imagine that.
It's hot. It's crazy. And then my second best memory is graduating with my dad from college.
That's right.
Yeah, he didn't want to walk. I walked. He didn't walk, but we did graduate at the same time.
That's
and
cool,
that
though.
That was an accomplishment. So, yeah. How about you?
Your dad, except my dad was a little bit different. My dad was gone a lot, but he would travel for work, and he'd be like, I mean, he would do, my dad worked in the boiler business, Cleaver Brooks Boilers, and he did a lot of traveling, so he would be in Egypt, or he'd be in Honduras, or wherever these boilers were to do service work and to help these guys work on their boilers. So my dad was out of town a lot, so... it was kind of like the revolving door at the hotel, you know, and it was like, okay, in, out, in, out, in, out. So it wasn't like I didn't see my dad for 9 or 12 months and then he would come back. But and my dad would always bring back, you know, either coins or collecting money, because I used to collect money and stamps and stuff like that. He'd bring that back, or I collected beer cans, and my dad would bring back these beer cans, like, from all these different countries, and it was pretty cool. My favorite memories with my dad was, one of the things that my dad liked to do. So I grew up in the countryside, so I didn't grow up, I can't even call it a suburb, because it really wasn't a suburb. Mm-hmm. It was a big subdivision out in the country. We're surrounded by farm fields and stuff like that. So it was very country, and we were like the second or third house in the subdivision. And so there wasn't a lot going on in the subdivision. My dad loved doing yard work. So we had our own garden. Mm-hmm. We had an acre of land that was all grass. There was, you know, of course, when you're growing up in Wisconsin, you've got grass all over. My dad had a big big barn off to the side, and I say that like a shed barn that he built, and our riding mower was in there, and our push mower was in there. So we did a lot of yard work together, mm-hmm. you know, everything from trimming the trees and trimming the bushes to cutting the grass to doing the garden, planting the garden, harvesting the garden, doing all those kinds of things. And then I think with my dad was... I think the thing that I liked most, my dad would always pack for these vacations. Like we would go see our family in Stratford, Ontario, Canada. Yeah. So packing the car and getting in the car and driving and getting out the money for the toll booths in around Chicago and all that kind of stuff. Playing catch with my dad, football, baseball. I mean, always with it, that. I mean, yeah.
You know, it's funny. It's, you know, my dad was a clean freak, so he'd always clean the house. And I would always remember walking in, trying to avoid him because I didn't want him to put me to work. But when I did come in, it would always be the time we had his music playing really loud. And him being Latino, he'd play, well, back then, Freddie Fender. He's a Tejano. Mm-hmm. So he's playing Freddie Fender. And the next thing you know, he's playing Little Joe y La Familia. Mm-hmm. And I would stand on my dad's feet. And we would dance all over the place. And to this day, it's like, oh, my God, those are so vivid, those memories.
Did you ever try to do that, like last year?
I crushed my father now. He's like, yeah, no, thank you.
Right? One of the memories that I have, the lasting, because my dad passed away, a little while ago from cancer. And I think one of the memories that I have is that my dad worked for one company his entire flipping life. He worked for Cleaver Brooks Boiler Company. And he worked there almost until the day he died. And it was like, I remember going back to visit my dad when he was sick and he was getting chemo for the cancer. And I remember going back and he's like, I need to stop at the office. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? You just got done with chemo. We don't need to go there, you know? So as far as the, you know, the memories of my dad, and I remember sitting, my dad was getting the chemo and I was sitting with him, and he's like, and he says to me, and he goes, I'm tired of this shit. And I was like, well, what? And he's like, I'm tired of the chemo. It drags me down. I can't take it. And I said, well, don't do it if you don't want to, you know? He goes, I'd just rather get the saline and just be done with it and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, just do what you need to do. Don't do this for me.
Yeah.
You know? So that's one of the last memories I have of my dad, mm-hmm. that I care to smile about, because it was like, you know, one of the things that I took away from him on that is like, he's not going to stop. He didn't want to stop, you know? And, if he didn't want to do something, like he's like, I hate these freaking feeding tubes and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. He was just that guy. And he was my hero, and just, you know, this rock hard, tough, solid guy. But, you know, I wish he was here for Father's Day. I always say Happy Father's Day no matter what.
Oh, he's around. His spirit's around.
Oh, every time we go grocery shopping, I see signs of him and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, But yeah, and you know, my dad's dad was, as far as, you know, positive male role models, and I know there's a lot of single dads out there, mm-hmm. you know, 2 million fathers that are single out there celebrating Father's Day. I grew up in a family where mom and dad were married until you know, my dad passed, and my dad and his dad, I had strong male role models in my life that I am forever grateful for. I constantly talk about my grandfather in Canada and my grandfather who was here, my mom's dad, of the things that they did and the things that I learned from them and, you know, all that. It's good to have that word. You know, some people are like, yeah, I don't know. I think the same thing.
And I think, you know, with my grandfather's, dad's dad mm-hmm. passed away. He was also a strong presence in my life. My mother's dad, also, who is still alive in his 90s.
Oh my gosh! He is amazing.
He's alive. And I learned they're both very strong, hardworking men that cared and that treated their wives well and treated their family. They just were wonderful with their kids. And that, you know, went down. It went from generation to generation, you know, and that set the precedence for me looking for someone that was equal. Is strong and respected me, and you know, so don't get me wrong, I went through my phase of losers dating, but ultimately it leads to who you want to be with and those values as well,
right?
You know, so
was that a compliment?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, a compliment.
Thank you.
You have your moments.
who doesn't?
I know.
Wow, so got through that without freaking losing my mind.
That's good. Sorry, I get a little weepy.
So do I. And that was the first
time. And my dad's still alive. It's just the memories are so fond, and it's just you want your kids to have those memories. And I think our girls are very lucky to have a dad like you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I do my best. I don't know. I don't have all the answers, and I don't pretend that I know everything. You know, I'm learning how to raise children just like my parents learned how to raise children. And you do that by doing it, you know. Yeah. I mean, we've had some serious conversations with the girls even just recently. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about curfew, for goodness gracious. And I was like, oh, my God, if they only knew.
I know, really.
Oh, man.
I'm like, when I was your age, I was partying in Mexico, throwing up.
Oh.
And no, they don't know that side.
That's okay. They don't listen to the podcast.
No, they don't.
So, well, to all the dads out there, and to all the people who are listening who, you know, remembering dad, or you know dad, call dad, see dad, go to, you know, do what you can, reach out and just say love you, thank you, and all that kind of good stuff. So to my dad, happy Father's Day. To Sandra's dad and grandfathers and everybody, all the male role models in my life, happy Father's Day. And you know, so to your dad, I love your dad. Your dad is awesome.
And my dad's awesome. He's a little bit of a Scrooge, but I love him to death. Love you, Dad.
Yeah, he's smart. He's smart. Definitely. I could learn from your dad a little bit more. I should talk to him more. So there you go. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. If you're a single dad, you're amazing. Keep doing your thing. If you're a deadbeat dad, man, come on, change it. It's never, ever, ever, ever too late. So get out there and do your thing. Happy Father's Day, and thanks for checking out the Loving Life podcast.
Happy Father's Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.